sleigh bill. All right, I'm going to say this and just savor it. Sunny and 40 degrees, because it'll probably be April before I'll be able to say that again. Well, my favorite time of the month, I get to talk with Cassie Miller from the Leech Home Inn. With company, you are. You sent me an email, said coming in hot. You weren't kidding.
Yeah.
So who did you bring with today?
Well, I have my little furry friend, Blakely, and I have our director of nursing, Margo, with. We were just out on a visit with a kind of a contract thing that we're going to work on at the Leech Home, and we just had to make the rounds.
Margo, Blakely, welcome to the show. Now, is Blakely's kind of a fixture out there, right?
Yes, we definitely thrive on animals out there.
Right.
We have the two facility cats at the Leech Home. We have some residents who have actually cats that live in their room. We have one that has a dog, and I actually have another dog furry friend that comes with every day. And
okay.
The residents just love them.
Well, and that one's waiting in the car, so we got to make this quick.
Yeah,
You have got some great talking points today.
I do.
I'll just let you get started here.
Thank you. So with Thanksgiving and Christmas, the holiday is bring a lot about in families. It really sparks awareness of how your loved one is doing. You know, we get together for Thanksgiving and Christmas. We have those meals and, you know, grandma and grandpa's maybe not doing so well. Mom and dad maybe is not doing so well. You know, whether it's their eating habits, whether it's showering, taking care of themselves that way, maybe you can notice they're not taking their meds correctly. You know, just the socialization of being alone, you know, in the home and you're not around others. That's where facilities really come into place. And we can really help your loved ones out. It's a hard discussion to have. This I know.
This isn't an easy decision.
No, nobody comes skipping through our doors. But both Margo and I can justify that we try and make it the best and the home like we can.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that looks like for your loved one. You know, if they want to be around people, we'll make it happen. If they want to kind of be by themselves and get acclimated, we'll make that happen too. We're just there to help help you thrive and to just take care of each other kind of in the elder years of life.
I'm going to ask you a tough question here. If you could sum up the atmosphere at the Leech, I know what I would sum it up as, mm-hmm. but if you could sum it up looking at it every day, mm-hmm. like you do, because you see it from a whole different perspective, what would the one word be? That's tough. That mm-hmm. is a big question.
Oh, wow. Could have given me this one a little bit earlier.
I know. Bro, talk about coming in hot.
Honestly, I would have to use the word joyful.
Joyful, yeah.
Yeah, and I really advocate to the staff. You know, we all have stuff in our own home life, and, you know, life is tough, and holidays can be tough on others. But if we can just put a smile on our face, it's wild how that changes it for everything. It changes it for yourself. It changes it for the residents, for other staff. Just changes the day around. It makes everyone happy, and it's hard to not be hopeful and happy this time of the year.
Yeah.
I mean, the beautiful lights and the Christmas decorations and
hopeful. I like that one too.
Mm-hmm. Hopeful's yeah. another good one.
That's yep. another good yep. one. Comfortable is what I was thinking. Like I said, it's so comfortable out there.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
walking into your own living room.
It is. And it's nice that we have a small facility, mm-hmm. which we really thrive on. That's why we say people are like, why is it so home-like out here? I'm like, because we are small.
That's
we
yeah.
can make it that way. We know everyone that walks in the door.
Very, very comfortable, intimate setting. Now, do you find a lot of people too, Cassie, because I see this a lot too, through the year, you know, they're on the phone with their siblings or brothers or sisters, whoever, their children going, mm-hmm. you talk about grandma and grandpa, and this conversation started in January or March or April, and it's like, let's talk about it when we get together at Christmas.
Absolutely.
So this is perfectly
mm-hmm.
timed,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And like I said, it's a hard conversation. Nobody is going to be like, yep, I'm ready to move out of my house.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to do that. But if you can start the conversation early and talk about what does that look like? What are your wishes? If and when you need to go somewhere, where do you want to go? You know, let's go look at it now while you're still able to be at home, and then you can be part of that decision.
You know, and I can think of nobody better than you to have that kind of dialogue with, because you got such a great way of doing it. Definitely, and you're right where you belong.
Yeah, and yeah. I always tell Margo, I'm like, I like to go into the homes and visit with families. Mm-hmm. I would say that's my favorite part of my job.
Yeah.
Because even if it's not us, you know, I am familiar with other facilities in the area, and maybe it is time and you need a skilled facility. Or maybe what you need is not our services, but someone else's services that I can lead you in the direction. So I enjoy doing that as well.
Oh, and you are so good at it. And let me ask you this. Are you decorated for the holidays out there? I mean, does it look like Christmas?
Absolutely.
At the Leech Hope?
I've been posting pictures on Facebook because our activity director and our housekeeping manager, they're like little elves out there. They have the place just glorious, but yeah. They don't take the credit for it.
Oh.
So I want them to know, I mean, that's definitely not me and Margo doing that. So it's beautiful. Everyone should come and check it out. We got Christmas trees in every corner.
So people want to come and take a tour. They want to have the conversation with you before they have the conversation. You'll definitely welcome that, too.
Absolutely. Give us a call. Stop on in. Any of our staff can give you a tour. They're all very comfortable in doing that. But, yeah, if you're more comfortable giving a call, Margo and I are usually there. So give us a call and ask any questions.
Cassie, great to have you in here.
Yeah, thanks, Bill.
And we will talk in the new year. Speaking of the new year. I had a little surprise coming out at the Leech Home. Mm. I'm going to be stopping out there.
I can't wait to.
In January, we'll talk more about that as we get into 2026. I can't wait either. It's going to be fun.
Wonderful. And happy holidays to everybody out there.
Cassie Miller from the Leech Home. We talk with Cassie the third Tuesday of every month here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Took 2 weeks vacation for the honeymoon. A couple tickets all inclusive down in Cancun. I couldn't get my money back, so I'm in seat 7A. I'm getting drunk on a plane. I bet the fella on the aisle thought I was crazy. 'Cause I taped your picture to the seat back right before.